We are going to put together some of my favorite dishes from a childhood growing up with a family that preserved and pickled a lot. I always remember my grandmother having a big jar of pickled eggs with beets, and there were these bright pink pickled eggs and the pickled beets all in there. And it's something I really enjoy, something that you used to see a lot of times, you know, in bars and old saloons and stuff like that. And they're really easy to do. The only real time it takes is to cook the eggs and to make the brine. There's really only one surefire way I've ever known to boil eggs, and boiling is a misnomer, because really you want to simmer. If you're boiling, you're agitating, you're breaking shells. So you start with the 30 eggs in a pot large enough to hold them. Cover them by at least 2 to 3 inches of cold water. Put them on a high heat. You bring them up to one boil. You turn off the heat. Cover them. Let them sit off the heat for 10 to 15 minutes. After that, some ice water to shock the eggs. So while the eggs are coming up, you can prepare your brine. So I have 8 cups of malt vinegar. To that, I'm going to add some fresh ingredients. I've got one large Spanish onion, 2 jalapenos sliced down. The size doesn't really matter. So it's just you're lending the flavor to it. I'm going to pour that in. It is going to be spicy, because on top of that, we're going to add some garlic, which is going to give it a different type of spice. We're also going to add some red crushed chili flakes. We're adding about 1/4 cup of fennel seeds, about 1 tablespoon of dried oregano, some whole black peppercorns, a little fresh rosemary and thyme, about 3 sprigs of rosemary and 6 sprigs of thyme, a few bay leaves, one of our all-time favorites in pickling. We're going to add 1/4 cup of kosher salt all to the mix there. And you could add other things to this. I mean, really, the sky's the limit. Right now, I'm waiting for the brine to come up and heat up a little bit for all those flavors to marry. So we boiled and peeled the eggs, of course, or simmered the eggs. We're going to cut a little slit in a crosshatch pattern on the egg, just down to the yolk, so that it's going to allow that pickling brine to penetrate a little bit quicker. So we're going to do that to all of our eggs. I'm going to pour the hot brine directly over in something. Mason jars will hold up, but any other type of glass jar, I wouldn't advise pouring hot liquid into it. I have here just a stainless steel soup tureen, and then you can transfer them to something else after they've cooled. These will be ready in 2 days minimum. I would love to let them sit a week. And they're going to last a long time under refrigeration in that pickling brine. And the longer they sit, I think the better they get. So, you know, here at the rail and down the hill at the house bar, which is kind of a dive bar, we offer up the old standard pickled egg to go along with some of the foods we put out for them. And they've actually gone over really well. There's a big following, and my sous chef is normally in charge of the different types of pickles. I don't know. There's something about the texture. The pickling of it gives it more of a firm texture, more meaty than a normal boiled egg. Kids love boiled eggs. I've always loved them. But there was something about pickles too, though. I always loved pickles. Dill pickles were huge when I was a kid, and so I think it was just, but also the nostalgia of getting into grandma's big jar of pickled eggs.